Good morning. How are you folks? Good. Like the most depressed children I've ever met. It's good to have you here. We're not depressed. We're glad that you are here this morning. So what a weird gospel text we have today. So I have a question for you. If I said to you, if I just gave you $1,000 each, $1,000 each, and said, go do whatever you want with it, what would you do?
I'd save it.
Miranda? You'd use it for whatever was needed. Okay, the good children have spoken. If you had $1,000, I give you $1,000, what would you do with it? Don't be afraid, tell me the truth. His brother says, Nate! What would you do? If I give you $1,000, what would you do with it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nate, stop pinching me.
Nate, he would give it to Nate to stop pinching you. What would you do with $1,000? Come on, think about it. Yes?
You'll put it inside your wallet.
You'd put it in your wallet. Listen, kids. How am I supposed to do my children's sermon? Right? You know, if you're given all these holy answers. So no one here, would you buy toys?
No, put it in the garbage.
He said he would put it in the garbage.
Really? That's much money in the trash.
That's the same as putting it in the stock market. Okay. Well, so none of, yes. Yogurt Land. Okay. A quasi, you know, not quite avarice, but close to it. Healthy avarice. So none of you would buy toys? None of you would take, wouldn't you buy a new video game? You would.
I would buy everything that they have at Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. You'd go crazy. Now, what if I gave you $1,000, same $1,000, but I told you to take care of it.
I put like the most of it in the bank and then spend either $10 or $15.
$10 or $15 for yourself. Handler's fee, I got it. But the rest you would put in the bank. If I told you to take care of the money, what would you do with it? It's different, right? I mean, if you can do whatever you want with it, that's one thing. But it's a whole other thing if you're told to take care of it. Well, in the text for today, the master of the household gives them buckets o' money, lots o' money. We're not talking $1,000. We're talking 20 years' wages.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I say. Oh, my gosh. A lot of money, right? And then the master says, I want you to take care of it. Well, I got to thinking, you know, maybe what this story is about is not so much about money, but about caring for things. The master in the story maybe is God who gives the greatest treasure of all, the thing that's worth more than anything else. Can you think of what that might be? Yes, ma'am?
Happiness,
not bad. What is it? A talent? Yep, that's what it is. It's a talent. That's what it physically is. I was thinking maybe it was God's love. And it's one thing if God gives everything to you, gives you God's love, and you just do what with it? Whatever you want to? I'm going to keep it. You were going to put it in your wallet, weren't you? Yeah. If I just stick it in my wallet, will anybody ever see it again?
No.
Well, if you put it in my wife's wallet, no one would ever see it again. If you put it in my wallet, everyone will see it. But yeah, if you just put it away, it's like putting it in a hole. Nobody gets to use it. But if you take care of God's love, it means that you give it away. It means that you share it. You share that love. And then that multiplies. That's the interest. If you share it with Sophie, she's going to share it. Well, maybe not with her brother, but maybe with one of the other kids. And then God's love multiplies. So we can't take that treasure, that gift of God, and just keep it for ourselves. We have to give it away. So that's what it is. That's the talent. That's what God calls us to do. Even when you're just a little one, you can do that too. So thank you guys. You can go back to your places, and I appreciate you being here.